Hi everyone, welcome to Church Street Book Chat, coming to you from the Horace Mann Library overlooking Church Street in downtown's historical Northside neighborhood. Let's start the chat. Well, we're right in the middle of summer, and the students are on break, and hopefully they are all in the middle of some great summer reading adventures. I finally took the time to read a book that's been on the top of my pile for nearly a year now, The Truth as Told by Mason Buttle by Leslie Connor. Now, this book has had a lot of buzz. It was a Schneider Family Book Award winner for 2019. It was the National Book Award finalist for Young People's Literature in 2018, along with some other awards. And as I've been lending it out to people, they return it and say, this book was so great. And I cried at the end. So it was finally time for me to experience the story of Mason Buttle and find out why everybody was tearful at the end. And I'll have to admit that I was too. But I won't share the details of that because I want you to discover this book for yourself. On July 13th, I was able to sit down with some reading friends, Mrs. Loker, the librarian at the Lincoln Library, and Eleanor Decker, a former Mann student, and we had all just finished reading Mason Buttle, and we sat down to have a little chat. So we have a small group here to chat about Mason Buttle. We have Eleanor Decker,
hello,
former Horace Mann student, headed to Southeast Junior High. Hi, Eleanor.
Hello, Miss Carrie.
And we have Mrs. Loker, our friend from the Lincoln Library. She's here to talk to.
Hello.
And we'll start with Eleanor. Eleanor is going to give us a quick summary of the story, The Truth is Told by Mason Buttle.
Thank you. The Truth is Told by Mason Buttle is a story about a 12-year-old boy named Mason who is in 7th grade at middle school. He suffers from dyslexia and also a medical condition where he sweats kind of uncontrollably. He's having a very difficult time. His mother and grandfather died when he was very young and they had to sell off, and his uncle and grandmother had to sell off some of the family apple orchard to make ends meet. Mason is teased relentlessly at school, and matters only get worse because his best friend, Benny Kilmartin, and one of the only people who really understood him, passed away the previous year because the rung of their treehouse ladder broke and he fell and was injured. Mason found him in the orchard one night, and an investigation to find out why Benny died has been carrying on since then. This Lieutenant Baird from the police force has been asking Mason many questions, and Mason is telling him everything he knows about it, but he really can't understand why the lieutenant won't believe the stories that he's explaining to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes to school and has to go to a special classroom called the SWOOF, where a teacher named Miss Blinney helps him with his problems and lets him talk to a special computer called the Dragon, where he can tell the stories about his life and nobody can bother him about it. It'll spell it out for him because of his dyslexia, and it's an important outlet for him until he meets a boy named Calvin Chomsky who really seems to understand him, and they build a secret hideout together. But one day Calvin mysteriously goes missing, and it's up to Mason to find out what happened to him and eventually to Benny.
Yeah, so it's a great story about lots of different things, about family, about mm-hmm. friendship, about, you know, when it's hard to learn sometimes. I really love that piece in the book where the author put in the Dragon, mm-hmm. and the Dragon is that computer program where Mason speaks into it and it types out his words, and really the power of telling your story and being able to write, it really changes Mason when he has that tool that helps him tell his story. Yeah. Thank you for that summary, Eleanor. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
This is such a big, wonderful story. It has a lot of characters, a lot of themes and elements going on in the book. But one of them the big things is loss. Do you want to talk about loss a little bit, Mrs. Locher?
Yes, thank you. I think that one of the things that's so appealing about this book is, as a reader, we understand the theme of loss, because loss comes in many forms. You can lose friendship, lose trust, you can lose the feeling of normalcy, and in this book there's abandonment, loss of jobs, and every character attempts to fill up on something, whether it's Mason filling up on a milkshake, or Matt Drinker filling up on bullying, or Uncle Jim going to the diner, but it doesn't quite make life full. And as a reader, we're trying to get these characters fulfilled and happy.
Yes.
And even in this book, Matt Drinker's dog, Mooney, has a loss, right? He feels abandoned, he's neglected, he's abused by Matt Drinker and his friends, and he fills up on Mason. And it's like, in one case in this story, there's fulfillment, like friendship comes back, there's happiness, there's joy, it's simple and non-complicated. And I think that's why Mooney the dog becomes just kind of this little theme of freedom and happiness and joy, and it's so simple.
Yeah.
And it always reminds me too that being happy shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Even with all these tough situations in the book, it sounds like it'd be really sad or bring you down, but it doesn't, because there's just this beauty about Mason and his kindness and his selflessness and his openness that really makes it a beautiful story that is joyful.
It is.
In a way, too.
And I think if we didn't have that dog character, Mooney, it would just be, we'd get slogged down.
Yes.
Mooney brings a little lightheartedness to the story and a little, I don't know, there's something about a dog in a book. It helps.
Did you, Eleanor, did you get a craving for banana milkshakes when you were reading the story? I sure did.
I can't say exactly, because I've never had a banana milkshake.
I don't know if I had either.
Yes. We should try one today.
Yes, we should have them while we were talking. Okay. So even though we're deep in the middle of summer right now, when I read this book, I was really feeling like fall, imagining the apple orchard. Yeah. It reminded me of Wilson's, even though this was a rundown apple orchard. And Mason had an interesting family unit in this story. So he lives with his grandmother and his Uncle Drum. His Uncle Drum is just devastated by the death of Mason's mother, so it's hard for him to really be motivated to do much around the orchard, and it kind of falls into disrepair. And then Mason's grandmother is such a wonderful character. She's always there for him. She's kind of has tough love, but she's very nurturing to him, and she's always making those banana milkshakes and delicious food during the book. But then there's this character who's kind of mysterious, and her name is Shailene, and Shailene is a teenager who didn't have a place to live, so she ended up living at the Buttles' house. And during the book, I kept wondering, you know, what's Shailene's part going to be? What is Shailene going to add to this story? I was just curious to see when she was going to come into it. And Shailene and Mason are really like a brother and sister, because they really love each other, but they fight a lot. And in the end of the book, Shailene is really there for Mason, and she really does become a part of the Buttle family. What characters really were strong to you, Eleanor?
I really liked the character of Mason's new best friend, Calvin Chomsky.
Yes.
Calvin is a very whimsical character. He likes to look at the world in an imaginative way that helps him cope with difficult things in his life, like when Mason and Calvin are being bullied by Matt Drinker and his gang of tougher, stronger boys in their neighborhood who are always chasing them after school to their houses and pelting them with apples and lacrosse balls. He always has a way of thinking about things that seems humorous and helps Mason kind of get over some of his negative thoughts about how terrible his life can be sometimes.
Yeah.
And with Calvin there, he's really just such a helpful supporting character who really brings out the best in Mason.
And he's always wearing those Sandy Brown tennis shoes, they say.
Yeah.
Sandy Brown
shoes.
That's
how they describe it every time.
And it's funny, when I think about Calvin Chomsky, he has this almost ideal looking family unit compared to Mesa. They're almost opposites. Like they're the yin to each other's yang.
Yes.
You know, they sort of fulfill each other. You know, Mason is not eloquent socially and not academically doing great things right now. And so here's this little Calvin who's tiny compared to huge Mason. And like they're such opposites, but then they get along so well. They understand that they provide what the other is missing.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think of his teacher? You know, in this book, like in other books I've read, there's a great teacher who really helps Mason through some tough times in his life. What did you think of her?
I thought that she was a really nice character. She kind of reminds me of you, really.
Oh.
Except you're a lot neater than she is.
That's true.
She's spilling art supplies all over her office.
Yes.
Just generally making a mess. But she's just so supportive and so kind. And she's just a person that Mason really wants to emulate in the way that she's a role model for him in helping him with his trouble.
I think she really makes Mason believe in himself. Mm-hmm. I also really like how she always announces what has happened. So she says, oops, spilled the plant. Oops, dropped my books. I like that part where she says everything after it happens. Mm-hmm. That was funny. Kind of start to wrap up our conversation about Mason Buttle and kind of give the book an overall rating. So some people say this book is too sad or too heavy for kids. What do you think? Would you recommend this story? Did you like reading it and would you tell someone else to read it too?
I would. I don't think that it's too heavy because Mason's not that kind of person. He tries to give things a positive outlook. He doesn't like to think of people in a way that's degrading or negative. He is just overall a very compassionate person. And if the author wanted to make this story really emotionally scarring, she could have. But she didn't. She chose to make him a really sensitive character.
Yeah.
And I think that some younger kids, like maybe even in third grade, should read this book. It's just kind of a book that should be rated for general audiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Mason is a character that's going to stick with us for a long time, don't you think so? I think this book too, Eleanor, do you agree with this? This book really helps you consider the perspectives of other people too, and I think that a kid reading this story might think a little bit more about the friends they have around them at school and about how they treat other people, or maybe even being an upstander when they see situations going on. Yeah? Okay. What do you think, Mrs. Loker?
I think that this book definitely does stick with me. When I finished the book, I just could not stop thinking about it for a few days.
Yes.
And it's one of those books that when I, you know, would talk to my parents or people I worked with or my own children, I remember saying, we have got to read this book together. It's one of those books that the characters and the situation and the strength of these normal people, it's inspiring, you know, to think here's a character, many characters, but Mason as the main character comes outstanding, you know, and I feel like we all need to get through conflict and walk out the other side standing tall. So I think it's a great book for everyone, elementary, junior high, adults.
Yes.
I think it's a powerful read.
Okay, so I think we've come to the end of our chat today about The Truth Is Told by Mason Buttle. And from this group, it sounds like we're all agreeing that this book is worth the hype. It will be available this fall in the Horace Mann Library, the Lincoln Library, and probably the Southeast Library too. So we hope that you'll pick it up, give it a try, and let us know what you think about The Truth Is Told by Mason Buttle. Thank you.